I've been watching the programs again on the SAS guys and training. 25 civilians expressed a desire to train for the SAS, some ex-military, some never done anything like it in their lives. And it's interesting the parallel between us and people who put themselves forward for the SAS. God calls us to a road less travelled, to a higher place in Him, and we're all whoopee-doo. Yeah, let's have it, bring it on, we say. And then the training starts, the endurance, no food, keeping going, keeping your hopes up, your spirits up, doing it yourself because there's nobody else there to support you. You alone have got to do this with Him. You can't look round to a team of people, though with the SAS, part of their training is, of course, that they will work as a team and not let one another down. But individually, the endurance has to come from within, and it's then that we find that we give him in a moment of peace what he extracts from us in a time of war. As soon as the heat comes on, we really see where our centre of gravity or our centre of life is. And those things that were on the periphery of our life suddenly become so important we can't leave them alone. We want to cling to them as a drowning man to a piece of flotsam. So before you volunteer for the SAS, recognise they are a people different. They're different. They've set their sail and they keep setting their sail. And they will seem to some to be harsh, but they only do what the master tells them. And they don't ever follow their own inclinations. Within a race that is set apart, they too are set apart for the purposes of God. So, where are you this day?